From Kevin Murphy, this is Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. All the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. I'm Sue Remish, your host and Chief Innovation Officer for Kevin Murphy. And now, Conversations with Kevin. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Today, I am sitting down with none other than Nathan Gorman, Kevin Murphy's headmaster, and we are here to talk about Kevin Murphy's new consumer campaign titled North. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. It's so great to talk to you again.
Great.
So we're talking about the North campaign. I have a very affectionate affinity with the name North since I happen to live in the North. So I loved it when I heard the name. So before we get into actually the campaign itself, Nathan, I thought that people would be really interested to just hear a little bit about the philosophy of campaigns and how we approach them and what goes into it, because I think there's a lot of mystery behind the curtain. So let's open that curtain and let people behind that veil. Let's start out with talking about, you know, in your opinion, what do you think makes Kevin Murphy campaigns unique?
Well, I think it's how they look, actually, because we really do have a consumer focus on beautiful hair. We create campaign imagery that clients actually want in salon. Not only beautiful compositions with all the props and the clothing, but also attainable hair and desirable hair for clients. I have a salon myself, Sue, and the first time I ever put up a poster from any brand, it was a Kevin Murphy campaign.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story, and I remember you saying that what struck you was the uniqueness of the campaign image, that it was something that was very new and felt very fresh to you.
Absolutely. It looked like no one else in the market and still does look like no one else in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long has Kevin Murphy been creating campaigns? Has this been since the beginning of the brand, or was it something we came into a little bit later?
Well, I think it's really interesting because we are, you know, so linked to that, because we were a company that was born from a campaign, which is actually quite unique because a lot of other companies will shoot their imagery later. But as you know, Kevin is an editorial artist and he worked with many of the best from Swimsuit Illustrated, many of the best photographers. So it really was born out of that need that Kevin Murphy product range was actually born out of that need. And I think it's really important to say we started campaigns from day one with beautiful imagery.
Yeah.
So that was about 10 or 12 years ago now.
Yeah. You know, when you all get together and you shoot a campaign, I'll notice on some social media posts, I always see all these people scurrying around the set. I'm really curious to know about the crew that is needed to pull off a campaign of this level. I mean, how many people are brought in and who's brought in and what does this look like behind the scenes?
Well, of course, there's about 20 or 30 people, and it would really start at head office with everyone at head office, like marketing. We'd need to know what we actually are trying to achieve. Do we have holiday packs, new product launches, banners for events, posters for in salons, and, of course, the huge digital needs in today's world. So we start with that, but then we actually work with a producer called Debbie Walters, and it's a huge role. She does everything from managing the budget to helping us cast the talent, accommodation and transport. We work with a couple of guys called the producers, John and Ruben. They create our digital and video content, which is around the campaign. And then, of course, Kenneth doing makeup, Emily Ward doing wardrobe. And then there's a hair team, of which there's at least three or four, including myself.
Wow, that's a lot of moving parts. I don't envy the job of those producers. It's got to be a little bit like herding cats at certain points on that set.
Well, herding creatives is like herding cats, full stop.
Yeah. So you have John and Ruben who are really shooting the video end of it. And then what photographers do you work with?
Well, Louise Murphy, who's Kevin's husband. I mean, Kevin's worked with many of the best photographers in the world, but I will say that the team of Louise, Kevin, with John and Ruben, or the boys as we call them, is next level. He's incredibly talented. He's fantastic with casting models, but more than that, composition and getting the best out of the models, I suppose you'd say, you know, because sometimes our days are 12, 13 hours long.
Yeah. And not always in the most ideal settings. I would imagine you do a lot of shooting in Australia, and though it's mostly sunny in Australia, I bet you've had inclement weather over the years you've had to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, best laid plans always go awry in terms of rain or, you know, this campaign was actually in the rain for quite a number of days, to tell you the truth, Sue.
Yeah. So you had mentioned that you have a hair team. How do you go about selecting the hair team for each of these campaign shoots?
Well, I think the Kevin Murphy creative team is so big that the first thing we'll say is where we are shooting. So let me be clear. This campaign is the campaign that we use to represent our Australian heritage. So where is a big one, and what the mood boards look like and what skills people bring to the table, because the reality is Kevin and I and James and we actually know generally people's skill sets. So if we want really polished, refined hair, you know, Yuha Muddy, who's a style master in Europe, or if we want something a bit more fashionable, we'd use Massimo Morello, a style master. So it really is to do that. We are an editorial styling company, and all of our education team members at a high level are capable of performing at this level. We follow the lead of James Nicholson and Wade, and I fall into line somewhere behind James creatively. I tend to look after a lot of the other production stuff as well. And yeah, that's really it.
That's amazing. You know, one thing I think we have to call out, because every time we do a show, people are talking about the clothes as much as they're talking about the hair. I mean, the clothing and the wardrobe with Kevin Murphy in campaigns and in shows, it's really next level. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because I think it's such a unique addition or characteristic of our shoots.
Yes. Well, the first thing I'll say, Sue, is you having known Kevin so personally for so long, you know that Kevin is a relationship-based man. He's a very loyal person as far as relationships. And we've been working with Emily Ward for many, many years. I think we started working with her at Melbourne Spring Fashion Week. But she gets us. She gets the brand voice and knows what we're trying to achieve. Once Emily has the mood boards, we can just let her go and trust her to provide some of the best clothing there is, pulled from some of the best designers that there are. She's a leading Melbourne fashion and interior stylist and, you know, creative consultant. She's worked with us in Prague. She's worked with us on our shows. She will be working with us again on our Fast Forward shows next year, and has just great contacts in terms of the fashion world.
Well, I will also say, after personally standing beside Emily in a couple different situations, she's probably one of the loveliest women I've ever met. I mean, she is so, you know, she's so high fashion, and she styles all the great campaigns for not just us, but other, you know, famous brands. And yet you always feel when you're talking to Emily like she's your sister or something. I mean, she's just that nice of a person.
And that's wonderful because, you know, she really is a very powerful woman in the fashion industry, but she's a powerful person, let's be clear, and absolutely a delight to get along with and communicate with, which is really important and often makes the difference.
Absolutely. So why does a brand like Kevin Murphy create campaigns in the first place? Like, what's the importance of this, and why do you spend so much time concepting and creating campaigns?
It's our brand voice. It's who we are and who we want to attract. Of course, there are the needs like launching new products and banners and everything that I touched on before, and digital aspects. But it's really the intangible aspect of how people feel when they see our work that's been a big part of the brand's success. Kevin, as you know, was credited with inventing the beach wave, and we are Australian. So a campaign is a great way of representing that. I'll tell you a funny thing, though. It's actually getting pretty hard to reinvent beach every year. It's something Kevin
I would imagine.
Joke about, you know, we've done beach safaris, we've done everything.
But, city, you know, beach, country beach.
That's right. But, you know, Kevin's got this, he loves putting models in places where it's a bit of a juxtaposition. And what I mean by that is like sequins in the desert or wearing high heels on rocks. It allows to represent who we are in some of the outfits. And the locations are incredibly strong. But I'll bring you back to the hair because it's always simply beautiful and attainable for clients in salon. Yeah. You may notice that the shoot is always a transition from one year to the next. We know who we are and we know our brand identity and actually protect that.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, how do you recreate that brand identity every year? I think people would be really interested to know, like, how involved is Kevin across the campaign? How does he brief the team? Does the team influence his thinking around these shoots? I mean, what does that collaboration look like?
Well, that's right. And as I mentioned, Kevin really is a relationship guy. He's incredibly loyal to his team and he will listen to you. But he'll push back when he knows exactly, because Kevin really does have a very clear idea. It'd actually be easier to say what Kevin isn't involved with than is. And come to think of it, I can't think of anything he's really not involved with. He's, as I said, he's kind and generous, but his attention to detail and the results he demands from us are exacting. And so they should be. From the smallest to the largest detail of the shoot, from pre-production to post-production to retouching everything. So the brief actually starts with emails. We look at things like locations. And then Kevin sends out kind of a written and pictorial brief in the way of a mood board. So there'll be lots of images and lots of adjectives about the feeling. These fly back and forth between the relevant teams like wardrobe, makeup, hair team, and also need to, of course, have approval from the marketing team and head office. It's absolutely a collaborative effort that Kevin's across every single detail.
So who ultimately chooses the location? I've always been curious about that.
That's a very good question. We shot in South Australia for many years because it gave us so much joy in terms of being able to access desert, salt pans and beach all in one location. So sometimes there's a practicality to it. We actually look for something that is quintessentially Australian, though. With this campaign that we do in February, it's always going to be somewhere Australian. Kevin and really Debbie, our producer, are part of that, but we all kind of say, oh, can we shoot in Tasmania? Can we shoot here? Can we shoot there? Because, you know, we're pretty passionate about our country.
Yeah, interesting. So if somebody who's listening to this podcast, you know, would be interested in getting into campaign shoots, take us through what a normal day, normal, I use that word with air quotes. What does a normal day look like for people who would be interested in a campaign shoot?
Well, I think it takes a long time to look like an overnight success. There's lots of hard work involved in the lead up to this as well. But I'll tell you, it starts incredibly early and finishes late. Generally, light is better at sunrise and sunset. So often it's up at 3 or 4 a.m. to start the models in hair and makeup. We need to be on location before the sunrise. And that actually may be an hour's drive away. And then we generally do any changes or new looks on location, or from a hotel room or a van or with sticks in the bushes. I mean, we've done everything really. We shoot until about 11 and then the sun gets too hot for photography. So we have an early lunch and a bit of a siesta for 2 to 3 hours. But, you know, we're not lying around sleeping so much. We're just resting up and then we start and repeat the same. So really we do 2 shoots in each day.
Oh, wow, because it's just too hot to work in the middle of the day in Australia.
Well, too hot is kind of a technical term. What I mean is the photographs wouldn't look so beautiful. You need a bit of moodiness in the light. The sun gets too high.
I see.
So then we do hair and makeup for a few hours and back to location for the afternoon sun and into the sunset, which is the best for video. And you know we're quite well known for the video content we create. Yeah. It's a long day in extreme locations, climbing rocks and trees. And, I mean, a funny thing is you always see the behind-the-scenes photos and I, like, literally stand away from the camera because you're so hot and bothered. You've got the worst outfit on, terrible hats, covered in sunscreen. So it's not glamorous behind the camera at all.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, was the North campaign shot in Byron Bay?
Yes, Byron Bay. It's a sleepy little hamlet in northern Australia that has a bit of a cult-like status among the glitterati, celebrities, surfers and the hippies of Australia.
Okay, and why Byron Bay? Why did you choose that place?
Well, it's really representative of Australia because it has a lot of unspoiled beaches and hinterland, which is mountains behind beaches that create a certain type of climate. So the trees actually go right down to the beaches, so we can get a lot of moodiness out of that. But it's also the voice of it. It's about a relaxed lifestyle. It's about acceptance and celebration for all things human, alternative, natural. And also, Sue, another thing you may not know is we actually work with farms that harvest indigenous superfoods from that actually go into our Kevin Murphy formulations as well. So we've got a great relationship with that area. And if you visit Australia, you must check out Byron Bay.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so cool, too, that you have ingredients that are coming from that area. I mean, it must really feel like your home when you're shooting there, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's like the combination of the indigenous culture, the open and accepting mindset and the spiritual sensibilities of Byron that have allowed such a perfect storm of moving into a new age kind of economy. So companies like us support sustainable farming practices in the area by using those ingredients, and it's really important.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the latest campaign, as we said in the beginning of this conversation, is called North. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, how did you arrive at that title or that name of the campaign? And how did you really get to the whole idea of North?
Well, the funny thing is, Sue, I'm in the Southern Hemisphere, so North means warmer, unlike where you are today. So for us, we tend to have what we would call a hippie trail. Our hippie trail starts generally in either Tasmania or Victoria, and we head north, and Byron Bay is about the halfway point up the east coast of Australia. It's subtropical, and it's a very mild, perfect climate before you actually get into the really hot kind of tropical stuff. So it's a little bit indicative of the hippie trail, as I said, about inclusion and exploration of who we are, because that's really what North means to us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I know everybody is looking so forward to seeing the images if they haven't already. I was really, I was blindsided by this campaign. I just thought it was so incredibly creative. I did think that, you know, it felt like it was on brand, but a little bit of a departure. Like I really saw some very interesting nuances around this campaign that just really spoke to me. So congratulations on bringing this to our Kevin Murphy community. Nathan Gorman, as always, it's just a pleasure to sit down and chat with you. And I appreciate you joining us today on Conversations with Kevin.
Thank you, Sue. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.